Ouais. Welcome, everybody, to RP Grinders, episode 508. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty, crusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold. Gentlemen, how was your week? Breakman, how was your week, man?
It's all that. Right until you said I was crusty.
Well, yeah, I say that every week, man. I always tell you that, man.
Crusty the Clown?
Yeah, Crusty the Clown. There you go. How was your Eric? You were saying you had a better week this week, as I hear. You know, I drink those tears, Breakman, every time you cry. So just letting you know. Eric, how was your week, man?
Better than last.
You know, Freak 5 is infatuated with my penis. I'm just saying. Glitty's in chat. What's up, Glitty? Dungeon's in there. Freak 5's in there. I saw Apricot Droop Fruits in there. Who else? Freak 5, of course. Commander Root, Slow Cool, and, of course, Dungeon Buster. I just thought I'd get that in there. Oh, and Bridget. Bridget's in there as well. Frank's penis, yes.
Nobody knows how to punctuate, apparently.
Yeah, exactly. So, Eric, you had a
Is the plural penises, or is it peni?
I think it's peni. You're right, man. That's very, very grammatical of you there, Break. It is an infatuation. It is awe. Yeah, see, he's in awe of my penis. That's what he said. He's in awe of my penis. All right. So, Eric, you had a better week this week than last week. Is that what I'm hearing? Because you sound a little peppier this week.
Yeah, because there wasn't any bullshit at work, although I did have to stay over for a couple days.
Yeah. Overtime, man. Get that pay. Get that OT. God, my penis is a hot topic in chat.
Can we stop talking about that?
Yeah, I would like to, Eric. I'm just saying what's going on in chat, man. I'm just, you know, don't kill the messenger. Jesus. All right. You know what? I've got some brand new sound bites, so why don't we hit this, and then Eric, you'll be on.
RPG news.
All right, Eric. First news story.
Frank has gone mad with power.
I am. I'm mad for sure.
We've got something from Silicon Era. Castlevania Requiem Symphony of the Night and Rondo of Blood gets rated for PS4 in Korea. The rating board's GRAC has revealed a new title, what I just said, for Japanese and English languages. No further information, but either it sounds like they've got a couple ports in the works, and this is one of them.
Yeah.
And it may or may not be a HD port of Castlevania Dracula X Collection.
Ooh, well, that would be cool.
Or it could be something new entirely.
Yeah. Maybe they'll do...
It's just a collection of the two original games.
A collection? Maybe they do a remaster. You know what I mean? Like do a complete remaster would be cool. I don't know. What do you think?
Because, like, it's like the thing about the PSP game is that it's good and all, but it's like 3D and kind of ugly looking.
Yeah, that's true. You know, Eric, was it you that was calling for somebody to buy, like Konami, to buy the or to sell the rights to Silent Hill? I think I was looking on Twitter.
Maybe I didn't say anything like that.
Yeah. I can't remember who it was, but it kind of made sense. They're not doing anything with that property, speaking of Konami, so why not, sell it. Sell off that property if you're not going to do anything with it.
You know what? Maybe I'm holding out hope that you know what's happened with Capcom in the last year? Like they've had the sudden nostalgia, whatever it is, you know, that's making them do Mega Man 11 and beat 'em up bundle and stuff like that. Maybe
Capcom needs to fix that on the Switch, by the way, because the online's garbage.
Maybe what, Breakman?
Maybe we can get that from Konami.
Yeah, maybe. Sell.
Yeah, if you're not going to do stuff, sell.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Break, next story, please.
Coming to us live from RPG site. I have to scroll down. Sony will end PlayStation Vita production in Japan in 2019. Shit. That's not much warning. Speaking of Famitsu, during Tokyo Game Show 2018, Sony has confirmed the PlayStation Vita will cease production, at least in Japan, sometime in 2019. Presumably, it would phase out at the end of Sony's fiscal year, which closes on March 31st, 2019. They already ended the American production, right?
Yeah, I believe so. Like, it's dead for sure.
But the only other way you could get cartridges at this point to make new games releases in the West would be to get the cartridges from Japan and then put the stuff on it.
Yeah.
This falls on the heels of the news of a few months ago. Okay, very long heels, this writer put in there. The physical PlayStation Vita games will end production on February 15, 2019. Chances are this news will affect the rest of the world, considering Sony is obviously a Japanese company and these things tend to happen last there, especially in a territory that fell far more in love with the handheld than many other territories in the world. Especially this one. Finally, in that same interview, Sony Interactive Entertainment, Sony Vice President Hiroyuki Oda has said that no plans to work on a successor to the PlayStation Vita. I think that's a wise idea. Honestly, with how things went with the PS Vita, it's hard to say whether that's a good or bad thing, but competition is always a healthy thing.
It's a good idea not to do anything now, because Sony, as it is now, needs a kick in the head.
Yeah, I
think they need to wait. Because of how popular handheld phones are right now, I think they need to wait.
You don't understand. If they did it now, they'd fuck it up because they're arrogant right now.
No, I understand what you were saying, but I'm saying, like, as a business decision, they need to wait. I mean, they need to, because there is going to come a trend where kids aren't going to want to play on their phone. They're going to prefer playing, like, on their handhelds again, and that's maybe the time that they should start thinking about it.
Thoughts on the matter, okay? Nintendo
but
is...
But for now, I think they need to just wait.
Yeah, Nintendo is...
Or maybe work on phones or something, I don't know.
Yeah, well, that's a good point, Breaking. I was just getting to that. I believe that, obviously, Nintendo is the king of handhelds, and they will be forever. Nobody could compete with Nintendo when it comes to that market. I firmly believe that. They can compete, but they will never reach the sales markers that Nintendo consistently gets because of their IPs. But if I'm a company like Sony, or even Microsoft for that matter, why not come up with a handheld combo, you know, phone / game system, right? I mean, you're right, Breakman. The phone, the mobile phone apps are, I mean, there's gold in them, their hills when it comes to game apps, right? So why not come up with a phone game hybrid system that actually is practical and as good as the content that the Vita was producing? If I'm Sony, I'm really looking at that and saying, you know what, we can produce our own phones, we can have, you know, our own IPs. I mean, think of all the exclusives that Sony has that they can easily port to a new handheld system.
Well, one of the problems with Sony, Eric was saying earlier, like, their arrogance. Like, they'll overprice it. It'll be like a $500 phone. It'll probably be the most awesome phone ever made. They'll be like $600, $700. Like, they're like, oh, for only $999, you can have this phone.
You know, but here's the thing, right?
I just have a feeling the price is going to kick you off.
I love iPhones, right? And I was looking at the new iPhones that are coming out. You know how much they're charging for that high-end one? $1,500 fucking dollars. If somebody is willing to pay $1,500 for an iPhone, why wouldn't they be willing to pay $600, $700, $800 for?
It's not the other thing about, and it's not that they're not willing. It's just, you know how Sony is. Like, they're not good at marketing.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right.
They're really arrogant about the numbers they expect, and they don't get the support that they say they're gonna get. Yeah. You know, they don't. Yeah. They'll get the great games, but they'll be few and far between.
Yeah, I agree. But like I said, they have a healthy, like, exclusive lineup. Think about it. Spider-Man alone, have you guys seen the numbers for Spider-Man?
Yeah, I think they're going to start just concentrating on the PlayStation 5.
Like, yeah, I agree.
With the success of games like you're saying, Spider-Man, which outdid the numbers of the movie.
Yeah.
You know, they're gonna look at that, and with the death of the Vita, they're gonna go like, yeah, we need to focus on this. This is where we're good at.
I agree.
This is the world. This is around the world, universal hit. Yeah. So let's focus on the PlayStation. Dungeon Buster in chat said, that's a lot of RMD to throw money at, though. Speaking about what you're saying earlier, mm-hmm. Frank, about mm-hmm. the making. Phones and stuff. Yeah. Sony is finally in the black after years of losses.
Yeah, that's
Sony
true.
Makes a ton of money from making the image sensor using the iPhone instead of having to make one.
Yeah.
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 And then you said Spider-Man's so good. I hear that.
I heard that too. I haven't played it. No spoilers, Dungeon. You son of a bitch. You guys play games at a way higher clip than I do. I play, you know, sporadic games here and there and like off kilter games. And you guys are killing it when it comes to playing like mainstream games. But, but just think about it. Like, if they wanted,
I know I'd hate to see like Dungeon Busters. If he played more on, say, the Xbox, which I know he focuses on PlayStation, but if he played more on Xbox, I hate to see his gamer score. Like,
fucking, there is no way I could spend the next 30 years and probably not catch up to Dungeon. I'd be playing the PS4 while he's playing the PlayStation 10 kicking ass. It's crazy. But real quickly, like, you guys wouldn't be in for like a Spider-Man Sony game phone portable? I would even consider getting away from my iPhone if the phone capabilities were as good, but I don't know. It's just food for thought. I agree.
I'm sure they thought of stuff like that, but what they're gonna do next, like DB said, like, they're in the black now. It's taken them for a long time. For a while there, people were telling them they need to stop making TVs or they need to stop making video games. Like, they need to get out of the business of doing anything. I think they actually did stop making TVs, though. But they need to get out of, like, the business of doing a lot of different things or go out of business.
Yeah.
So there were speculation between among those, like, you know, the talking head types that they were not going to survive.
Yeah.
But they've got themselves in the black, so they've done a great job.
Yeah, no, they're doing better, and Spider-Man's a big reason why, man. They were smart when they held on to that property and didn't...
God of War, too. That only came out this year, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Freak5 says, I've been thinking the last couple days about an MMO that has a Patreon. You don't pay for a subscription, but depending on how much you donate, you get different benefits in the game. Additional character slots, name different NPCs, choose new skills, races, classes, etc. to be added as different Patreon goals are made. I don't know if I like that idea. I guess we could use that as a free-for-all in a future show. But, yeah, that's getting dicey, because then you're talking about, like, adding, like, it's getting close to the point where you have to pay for extra, like, you know, when you're paying for slots, like hero slots and stuff like that, and I don't know, man. It could work if the game is okay, but, you know, whatever. Let's see. Sony dressed up their shop in NYC with Spider-Man stuff for the game launch. You know, that Spider-Man PS4 looks super cool. That's really cool. New Ratchet and Clank from Insomniac. I think they're They're beyond Ratchet and Clank now, Dungeon. I agree with you. Ratchet and Clank is a super great platformer. That's
I miss it. Games like that that had fun weapons to play with. Oh, you know? Man. Really creative, like the disco gun and shit like that. Like,
oh, yeah. That was a great game.
We don't really get that anymore.
If I think they had Ratchet and Clank for free on PlayStation Plus last month for every...
Everybody you just want to rub it in.
I do. You need to get a PlayStation, bro. Get a PS4, man. You can get one cheap on Craigslist, man, for sure. All right.
I want to get that PlayStation Mini, though. Oh, no, wait. No, never mind.
Yeah, never mind. All right. Next story comes to us from RPGSide.net. Romantic Saga 3 remake gets dated for early 2019.
Ooh, will they make it fun?
That's a good question. Is it going to be fun? I don't remember playing.
You make it sound like it wasn't fun.
Yeah,
I have never liked any of the romancing saga.
It was okay.
I have never enjoyed a saga game.
Yeah, it was okay. It wasn't one of my favorites.
They're not for everybody. In fact, they're not for most people.
Yeah, exactly. I would agree with that for sure. There's no.
It looks like this is more of a remake than. 2 was, at least, because this one looks a lot more animated.
Yeah.
Yeah, this one actually looks pretty cool.
Yeah, it does. It looks all right. But I think this is...
Played a little bit of the original SNES game that I played via fan translation.
Yeah. Well, in Japan, it's getting the PlayStation Vita version, so that's cool.
Yeah, they're releasing it everywhere.
Yeah, iOS, Android, and PlayStation 4.
That means it's getting a global release, but it doesn't say when, just sometime.
Yeah, I like the what they did with the animations. Looking good. They can't lose the other Dungeon says. All right, Eric, next story.
So it doesn't look like it's... Oh, wait, I was looking at Furniture Re-Universe. No. Never mind.
All right. Next story.
Next story is, let's see, Conception Plus for PS4. So this is a remaster of the PSP title. We only ever got the Conception 2 for the Vita and the 3DS.
Mm-hmm. Which
don't get the 3DS version because it's awful.
Ooh.
Wow. This is a game about getting a woman pregnant?
Yeah. No, this is a game about making star children with a woman, but you don't fuck.
What?
Yeah,
So you get a kid without having the fun time? Jesus.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you do some weird ritual, and the game trolls you by making you think that they're having sex, but they're not.
Oh, damn it. I am not a fan of this game.
Boo. We don't want boo.
Hey, this exactly. doesn't mean that boning isn't going on in the game because you do build relationships with these girls.
Oh, okay. Well, then maybe.
Oh, wait, he gets like a harem of girls? Like he gets them pregnant up multiple girls? Oh, well, that gets a little more interesting. He's so a whore.
So you are playing as God in this game, apparently.
No, you're playing as quote unquote God's gift who. Yeah, basically, this guy gets them in. That's the joke.
As long as one of the characters is Mary. Then I'm, you know, the Virgin Mary. Then I'm, you know, I'm in.
This dude is a hoe.
Well, actually, in this game, you can play as either a male or a female. Oh. You just hook up with the other group of people.
Can you hook up with female to female or male to male?
I don't think so. This is a Japanese game that's clearly designed about getting the Otaku male audience on board.
I got you. All right. Next story, Breakman.
Oh, so you're playing as God. I already live as God's gift, says Freak.
How dare you, Freak Fire. Mm-hmm. You're exiled. God's gift.
It's weird that Conception 2 just got rid of the choose your gender story.
Choose your own gender?
I think when they finally get to like Conception 9, they're going to make the joke, Conception 9 months.
Yeah, there you go. That would work. I was going to say that's exactly what they had.
Well, I mean, like choose your gender / sex because they're two different things, but they're usually interconnected with each other.
Yeah.
Coming to us live from RPG site, Squinix announces Gestalt Odin, a new mobile game from Business Division 10 and Aiming.
Yeah.
Business Division 10 is the name.
Exactly, Business Division. Mm. It's so generic, and even their logo's super generic.
Well, their mobile departments are like, they're mobile games. They're designed to create like free to play nonsense. So they, why bother giving them a real name, you know?
Yeah, exactly. With Tokyo Game Show 2018 kicking off right now, Squinix has plenty to share from its internal studios. One of them happens to be a smartphone game titled Gestalt Odin, and it's coming to iOS and Android devices, care of Business Division 10. Yeah. Most generic company name ever.
Yep.
For those unfamiliar, BD10 is headed up by, let's just call it BD10. Yeah, I'm going with BD10 because Business Division 10. Headed up by Yuki Watanabe, and the group has previously worked on Chaos Rings, Million Arthur, Mashiro Witch, and other popular mobile games, which have appeared on other platforms. Ooh. Yeah. Working alongside them is Aiming, a development studio who has worked on Sengoku IXA?
Ixa.
Really? Yeah, I wasn't sure if that's what they're going with. Okay, Ixa. And Three Kingdoms with AQ Interactive.
Dungeon says, new game from Square Enix. Yay! For smartphones. Walks away.
We also know the voice acting cast for the title. Tom Fujita, Kamen Rider, Amazon Omega. I was right with Kamen? Oh, Kamen Rider. Kumiya Arisa, Yoki Shiri... from Kamen Rider, Dia Kurosawa from Love Live Sunshine. Ooh. Inui?
Love Live, not Live.
Sorry, Love Live, whatever. Inui? Yusuke?
Inoue Yusuke.
Joji Nakata, Kirei Kotomine from the Fate.
Kotomine.
From the Fate series, Alucard and Helsing, Giruro. What he said. And Sergeant Frog. And Takata.
Aina,
Jesus Christ.
I love it. I love Aina this.
Aina Takata, a member of the Digital Idol group. Member of the Digital Idol Group 227, newcomer voice actor.
Oh, I love this.
All we have to go off the moment is a live-action trailer that looks very much like an episode of Kamen Rider, which makes sense considering that... Yeah, no shit. There's also a Twitter page whose profile banner indicates a very anime game. Well, yeah, what... Jesus Christ.
I played
this... You guessed that part. You just said it was like, never mind.
Yeah.
Whatever. I'm moving on.
Yeah, I played the a video... And it is the worst commercial for a video game I think I've ever seen in my life. It's for those who can't see it, you got to check it out. Just look up the Gestalt Odin trailer, I guess, and it doesn't have any gameplay. It's just a live action video of these people in like white robes. I don't even know what to say. Everybody in chat, let me know what.
Does
you
Does anybody think. Know what Gestalt means? I've got the definition up here if you don't.
What is it? What is Gestalt? Educate us.
Okay, it's a noun, and there's two different definitions. And the first is a configuration pattern or organized field having specific properties that cannot be derived from the summation of its component parts, a unified whole.
Okay.
Or the instance of example of such a unified whole.
They kind of use Gestalt like in military terms, like formations and stuff like that. Okay, I could see it. All right, who did that last? Oh, my turn.
Does this mean like Odin was split up and then now he's Gestalt?
Yeah, exactly. Next story comes to us from. I mean, they're talking about the PlayStation, what do you call that? Like the PS Mini, I guess is what they call it. The new.
They're calling it the PlayStation Classic.
Ah, the PlayStation Classic. There you go.
Yeah, let's talk about that later. Is that in the news? Because I do want to get into that.
I didn't put it in the free for all or the news. But...
It's not. But I saw a PlayStation Mini. I think at Target. I think they have them now, and it looks.
No,
cool.
They're not out at all.
You saw like some generic thing.
No. This was the real thing, the PlayStation Mini, And I believe I did see it at Target today. I have to.
It's not out. It's coming out on the 1st of November or December.
Okay.
That's probably a display you saw.
Maybe it was a display, but Jesus Christ, I could have swore I picked it up and was looking at it. But anyways, I'll confirm what I saw later. I'll go back there tonight because, man, that would be really cool if I could get pictures of that if they somehow got a copy way before. Anyways, Grandia. Hey,
you know what's funny? There was a PS Mini. It was called the PS1.
Yeah, exactly. They did have a small one, PlayStation, original PlayStation. All right, Grandia HD Master and Grandia 2 HD Remaster changes revealed. So at the TGS 2018 Tokyo Game Show kicks off this week, Game Informer was able to procure what exactly we will be looking forward to in terms of changes for the upcoming releases. So here's a list. In Grandia, enhanced details to UI, sprites, and texture art. That's just basically saying they're making it look pretty. Original cinematic videos receiving visual enhancements, widescreen support, and customizable resolutions for PC. That's a nifty addition. Addition of MSAA Bloom, normal mapping, and blur effects. So basically they're bringing it to the 21st century, which is nice. Steam cards and achievements, Japanese audio and English subtitles, language support in English and Japanese.
Which is interesting because, like, they're not going to have an English dub.
Yeah. Digitally converted game manual. Okay. Utilizing PS1 and Sega Saturn source code. I don't know if that is a big deal. Gamepad.
It is because, like, parts of the PlayStation game's code are buggy.
Ah. Gamepad and keyboard support with remappable controls. That's a biggie. That's a nice addition. Grandia 2 will have also a digital game manual utilizing Grandia 2 Anniversary Edition source code, which originally was based on the Sega Dreamcast source code. Fixed PC video audio desync and switch to XI input. I don't know what that means. Add support to the exit.
DirectX input. Input is basically the set of control codes that that a controller would use.
Gotcha. Add support to exit to title. That's a nifty little addition. And Japanese subtitles added for the Switch version. So Grandia's really, I think, the winner here. Grandia 2 doesn't have quite as many. It doesn't need quite as many additions, I don't think. But that's good news. That's good stuff. Grandia, you know what? I have that in free-for-all, like underrated RPGs. Maybe we should talk about that in conjunction with the PlayStation Mini. What do you say, Break?
Okay.
All right. Let's move on to the next story, Eric.
The only real thing I could think of Ryoto being a jerk in Grandia 2 is, like, his initial reveal. And he starts off that way, but he gets less of a jerk as the game goes along. But yeah, the most jerky thing he does afterwards is reject a girl because he likes the other version of the girl more. Because there's a split personality thing going on there.
Yeah.
Even though it's technically not true, it's sort of true. Hmm. You'd have to play the game, I understand.
Yeah. Been a long time since I played that game. I wouldn't mind playing that
Don't
game.
Ever play the PS2 version. That's awful.
Yeah. All right. Eric, next story, please.
I don't know. I really like Grandia 2. Grandia 3, not so much. Fuck Grandia 3.
Grandia 2 was good. I like 2. I like the first one, too. I don't know which one I like better. I have to play them again. You know, new opinion on it. All right,
Grandia next story.
Yeah.
Can we get to it?
No, yeah, shut up. I'm sorry.
That's right. Go ahead, Eric.
Dark Souls Remastered networks for the Switch. The Tint network test is starting tomorrow, or today, actually, right now. But I guess you had to, like, I guess maybe there's a download thing. They don't really advertise this well that well. Cause, I didn't get anything in the PR notifications about it. So
Wow.
I don't think it's a closed test. I think it is an open test.
Ooh, I'll check that out after the game then, because I'm curious how it plays on the Switch. Hopefully I can play it. That'd be cool.
Can I ask you which game?
Dark Souls Remastered?
No, you said you're going to do it. You'll check it out after the game.
Oh, after the game. After the show.
Oh, okay. I thought like there was like you're watching something in the background.
Yeah, football.
But, completely. For those who are curious about the network tests, it's set in the Undead Parish, and you'll have access to a single player and multiplayer functions.
Ooh, that's cool. If I was, can you imagine, Break, if we did this on Sundays? I would never be able to do the show. I'd be so distracted. I'd be like,
this test goes on through Sunday.
Yeah.
If we were watching the show, it'd be like, we'd be talking, yeah!
That, mine would
like
be
suddenly in random conversation.
Yeah, I'd be like doing a story, Dark Souls Remastered, yes, touchdown! And then I'd go on with the show. Dark Souls Grinders, yeah. So the North American...
Oh, God damn it! Shit.
Yeah. PlayStation... what do you mean that was a penalty? Anyways, September...
You're blind, dick!
Yeah, exactly. Sorry. 5 to 9 p.m. Pacific.
I really don't want the Garby Grinders football hour.
Yeah, no, we really don't. September 21st to 23rd, 5 to 9 Pacific Standard Time. Europe, same thing, except 7 to 11 CEST, whatever that is. I think that's European.
Central
European time. Japan is 6 to 10 Japan Standard Time. So there you go. If you want to get a feel for Dark Souls on the Switch, there's your chance. All right. Breakman, next story, please.
Yeah, Freak wants to move it to Sundays because he's thinking it'll be less you.
Exile, son of a bitch.
I'm just letting you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, don't blame the messenger is what I'm saying.
I think, like, you know how, like, have you ever seen the movie Unbreakable?
Yes.
You know how, like, there's a dynamic between Glass and Bruce Willis? I can't remember his character's name. I think, like Freak 5 is my Mr. Glass. I think so. But.
Anyway, does that mean he's a terrorist?
Yes.
So does that mean he's Samuel L. Jackson?
No, it means he's a terrorist. I think Eric had.
Oh, right. Yeah. I was gonna say, dude, you're cool.
Does he break easily?
yes, he does. Okay, break.
I
next
mean,
one.
Like, just he's one of the coolest people on the planet. I'm just saying. coming to us live from RPG Site, Mama Dora, spiritual sequel, Mininoria, announced for Switch and PC. Mama Dora. Revier.
Momodora. How could you fuck that up so badly?
Momodora? Jesus.
Talking
Christ.
About Breakman.
Momodora, spiritual sequel, Mininoria, announced for Switch and PC. Momodora and Reverie Under the Moonlight coming to Switch.
Yeah.
Dangan Entertainment announced today that Mininoria, spiritual sequel to Bomb Services. That's the name of the company? That's pretty bomb. I like that. On service. Acclaimed action title Momodora. Jesus Christ.
Reverie.
Momodora Reverie Under the Moonlight will be coming to the Nintendo Switch and PC sometime in 2019. I know Reverie. And while details are scarce, this is information private. Jesus. Why did I read that? Minoria. Mininoria.
I think he keeps wanting to say menorah in his head.
I don't know. It's not that. I don't know what it is.
It's a game about
candles.
It's
the latest and most ambitious game from Bomb Service. I like that name. And a spiritual sequel to Momodora series from the same studio.
Yeah.
Shut up. I'm not repeating. Fans of the game will find familiar aspects.
How drunk are you?
Not that. No. Kinda. I'm... Yes, I'm wasted. Yes, that's it. I'm wasted. fans of Momodora will find familiar aspects in the design and gameplay elements as they've mastered the ins and outs of parries, dodges, and a variety of different skills. The presentation has evolved to an HD format with aesthetics mixing 2D hand-painted backgrounds and cel-shaded characters. Story takes place during the Fourth Witch War. It's a time of fanatical religious fervor. On the one hand, by the Sacred Office, a powerful organization leading Inquisition against heresy in order to purge the sinners who threaten humanity. And on the other hand, those labeled witches responsible for conducting a mysterious ceremony that contradicts the rules of the church. This sounds fun. Set forth with sisters Similia and Fran. I wish I lived during this time. Missionaries in the church service. On their journey to thwart the witch's ceremony and protect the common folk from heresy that endangers the status quo. It features a powerful fantasy story inspired by the history of medieval Europe, a unique visual aesthetic combining hand-painted 2D art with cell shading, which is an exact copy of what you already told us. The controls encourage careful engagement and patient play. Patient play, huh? Offensive combat enabling players to crush enemies with a mix of swordplay and spells, defensive options including dodge rolls and parries, a leveling system that helps players adjust their character to their desired difficulty.
Yeah, I played the trailer and color me impressed. It looks good. They show gameplay in there. Anytime a trailer shows a good smooth gameplay, then it piques my interest. And this looks good.
I think they canceled Momodora 4 and decided to do this because that wasn't looking at COD.
Looks good. I don't know. I like it. Freak 5's offering a golden shower to somebody, I guess, in chat. I don't know what that's all about. Dungeon says, Alundra was like a spiritual successor to Landstalkers on the Genesis to me.
Also Lady Stalker, which we never got.
Yeah.
Which plays a lot differently, but similar.
Yeah. All right, Eric, next story.
Next story is... hold on a second. I can close this stuff now. Nerve on... is a sequel to Valhalla. It's a number. It's VA11. But that's what it's supposed to be.
So basically it's Elite Speak title?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
It's coming to PS4 and Nintendo.
We're done with this. Let's move on.
Yeah. PS4 and Nintendo Switch and PC in 2020. Yesbird Games has announced that Sukuban Games will receive Bartending Simulator, VA, all, 11 Hall A. We'll be getting a sequel by the name of N1RVANA.
Oh God.
Or Nirvana. Yeah. Will be released for the PlayStation 4, PS4, Switch, and PC sometime in 2020 with both English and Chinese language support. I'm sure there'll be more languages added as the game gets developed and released, it's released. But anyways, there's some story stuff.
Yeah.
You're still doing bartending stuff, but it's in a different setting, so it might be more interesting.
You know, it looks okay. I mean, but... The term cyberpunk and bartending, I don't know if those two go... Like, when I think of cyberpunk, I think of the tabletop...
Well, the game did so well, so apparently it's doing something, right?
Yeah, I guess. I never played it, so I guess, you know, I can't really say. But when I think
Frank's a judgmental bastard, that's all I'll have to say.
That's true.
He'll judge about things he doesn't even know. You're a true gamer, then. Gamers are garbage, so you're garbage.
How dare you... Eric, how dare you sully my good name on this show?
What good name?
Look, when I think of cyberpunk, I think of how Cyberpunk 2077 looks like, and the tabletop game. I never once really thought of bartending when it came, except maybe Blade Runner had. A cybernetic bartender, I think. What was that? Oh, Passenger had a robot bartender. What can you guys think of any more? I don't know. I'm totally. How dare you?
Is this because when you think of cyberpunk, you think of like jacking into the Matrix and not people who have jobs?
I thought he was going to say jacking off. I was going to say Eric Gee, wow, how dare you? But
jacking off into the Matrix. All right. Let's do this.
Yeah, exactly. Breakman
viruses. All right.
Breakman, Breakman, you are the only other person I've ever heard that hated when... What?
You're like the only person I hate now.
How dare you? Yeah, no. You said the wrong word.
Listen, that's how it came out.
You're the only other person that I've ever heard of that does not care for like the lead speak like with names like N1RV like to spell out Nirvana and I mean you know what I mean like there was a series out called. Numbers, it was like num3rs or something like why do people do it's not
remember,
cool.
Remember Driv3er?
Yes, exactly.
Driv3er.
That game was buggy as a motherfucker.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of mad buggy, Breakman, you're up next.
Fanfortastic.
Exactly.
Wow. I kind of lost count. Did you just read an article, Frank?
I don't. I think it was Eric. No. Now it's your turn.
Okay, so coming to us live from RPG site, Yusuke Tomizawa confirmed helming the development.
Tomizawa
confirmed helming development of new Tales of game for consoles. Can we just call them Tales games? Do we have to call them Tales of?
Yes, because it's Tales of something.
Yeah,
I know, but you know, what if they want to call it Tales the or something?
Well, sometimes they've said they've like come up with. Sometimes it's a name that like is Tales from the whatever. So
from the Abyss, like, Tales from.
It's usually of though.
Yeah.
A recent weekly Famitsu magazine issue has an interview of Bandai. Nandai Bamco.
I keep waiting for you to like say I quit and then just leave.
Bandco, Yusuke Tomizawa, but instead of talking about God Eater or Code Vein, two IPs, he has been Jesus. Why are you even talking about this? He was interviewed as the producer of Tales of Vesperia. It's like they just wanted to put more words. Yeah. Like I need more words in this paragraph.
Actually, I was wrong. It was Tales of the Abyss, not from the Abyss.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Tales of Vesperia Definitive Edition, together with Yoshito Higuchi, the chief director of original Tales of Vesperia. It looks like Tomizawa has been getting more involved in Bamco's long-running Tales of RPG series after Hideo Baba left the company last year. Hideo Baba. Yeah. I like his name. That's pretty awesome. Hideo Baba. It's way better than Hideo.
That's like gay old bread or something.
There is no Hideo.
I know. That's how I pronounced it. I was just saying.
I'm surprised you know who Hideo Kojima is, but you don't know how to say this guy's name. The exact same first name.
How do you know he knew that? Hideo Kojima. I mean...
Because it's Metal Gear and he should know.
You make a lot of assumptions.
Metal Gear?
What's this Metal Gear? What's this Gear?
I'm sorry.
Metal Gear. That was a game series that was like ceremoniously pooped on by Capcom or Konami. Mm-hmm.
So, like, this is a non-story because, of course, there were going to be more Tales of games. Like, was anybody in any shape or form thinking that Bandai Namco wasn't going to come out with another Tales games? Like, honestly?
I'm glad they're taking a break from it for a while. Well, now it looks like they're ready to start up again.
Yeah. Well, whatever.
They're giving us Vesperia to tide us over until it's done.
Yeah. I have Tales of Berseria on the PS4. I haven't played a Tales game since, I played Symphonia, but there was one after that I played that was fucking hard as fuck. What Tales game was that? I think it was on the PS3, but fuck it. When I remember, I'll let you guys know, but whatever. All right, let's move on to the next story. Coming to us live from RPG site. Resonance of Fate 4K HD Edition announced for PS4 and PC via Steam coming October 18th, and it's going to be for $35. That's a fair price for a 4K game, I guess. And then there's some extra stuff. Those who decide to pre-order for the PlayStation will receive exclusive PS4 themes and avatar sets. Do you guys give a shit about themes and avatar sets?
I think it's kind of lame that Sega's only bothering to do a digital-only release.
Yeah. Dungeon says he still hasn't finished Resonance on his 360. That's funny as fuck, man. I'm playing the trailer for it now. I hope they have
games. Is that even plugged in still? Like,
yeah. You still have your 360, Dungeon? Like, really? Seriously? I guess, because there are some games that you can't play on the Xbox One. But, man, that system, I like the 360 a lot better than the original Xbox. But, damn, man, it's still plugged in, he says. Wow. What is your number one game to play on the 360, Dungeon, that you cannot play on the... Oh, you don't have an Xbox One?
I just mean I'm surprised it works. Like, I have gone through so many of those. Like, the last one I have, the drive broke on it.
Yeah, that's weird, man. You know, here's the thing. Like,
What's weird? That they break? No, the 360s were notoriously... built shitty.
It's weird to me.
Not as bad as the original, like, Red Rings of Death.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
But, I never, like, even the older models were still, like,
I think the shitty. Only I had, let's see, of all the systems I've ever had, and there have been quite a few, I think I've only had one PlayStation 2 glitch out on me. Everything else is, up until I either lost it or sold it or whatever worked for me. Like, I've never had problems with consoles.
The original PlayStations were kind of designed to fall apart after 3 years.
Yeah, yeah. Resonance was a cool RPG, Dungeon says.
If you were lucky enough that the spindle didn't fall off, you'd have to play it upside down, and then it would fall off because you played it upside down for too long.
How weird. All right,
a character wearing jeans in an RPG, like, that's a weird sight.
Yeah, I should give this next one to Break, man. I'm gonna give it to you, Break. Next story.
Why? I don't even have a Switch. Coming to us live from RPG site, Nintendo. This is the rub it in that I don't have a Switch.
Exactly.
South Park: The Stick of Truth launches for Nintendo Switch eShop on September 25th.
Boo! No physical release.
Yeah, I don't mind it because I'm getting away from physical releases the more and more.
I think it's more that this is an older game at this point. I can see them not releasing it physically.
Yeah.
Ubisoft has announced the South Park Stick of Truth will be released on Nintendo Switch eShop as digital title on September 25th.
Yeah, the price
I just don't care for the all digital future where things will just get removed.
I would agree with you, Eric, we're in a 10-year cycle.
I like not having to get up off of my lazy ass to put in a different game.
It's not even that. It's like I was thinking about space.
I love hitting the middle button in my controller. It brings up a menu and then go home or go to another game.
I agree with you.
Turn on Netflix or something. You know, I
agree with you, Break.
I love it.
So you're fucking lazy.
Yeah, exactly.
I said that twice, I think. Lazy, yeah. lazy. That's 5 times now.
Yeah, Freak 5 is correct. He says Frank really sold his consoles for drugs before they got old enough to break. Exactly. I like the idea of digital, an all-digital future, Eric. I understand what you're saying about, they could just, decide that we're not going to have a store anymore and you're not going to have any games anymore. But, to me, there's, a 10-year cycle, basically, with consoles, right?
That's assuming that a console even lasts so long.
Well,
okay.
Right.
Talking about the 360 in chat, Dungeon Bus said it's my second 360.
Yeah.
It's the first one just stopped working. No red ring. Just refused to read anything one day. I went through 6 of them.
Wow.
The one upstairs is 7, and it's broke too.
Jesus.
And
Christ.
I never once got the red rings of death.
Wow, that's strange. I've only had
every
one.
Most. Most of my problems were with the drive, the disk drive.
Yeah, I had a problem with disk drive once, and then I got a red ring once.
Jesus, I understand, but for some reason I've just been very lucky with consoles. I never had issues at all with any of my consoles.
Maybe the shipments that were sold to Colorado were somehow not garbage.
Well, maybe, or maybe they just breathe the mountain air, and like there's something in the air that helps them out. Freak Pipe says he agrees with about digital. So yeah,
I like being able to just switch the game I'm playing without remember when they started and when they brought out those 6-disc home CD players? Like, weren't those the most amazing thing ever?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Instead of having like the one CD and then you'd have to go and change it, or just keep listening to the same CD over and over again in your house.
Yeah, yeah. No.
Whereas a 6-disc one, you put at least six discs in.
I think
enjoy
we're
it without having to run the CD player all the damn time.
Yeah, I think we're just gonna have to accept the fact that either a generation or two, and we'll be talking about digital only. Systems, period. Like, I was thinking about that today, actually, while I was at Target. I'm like, I'm looking at all these games, and they're super expensive, for one. Like, I just picked up Shadow Mordor for $10 today, right?
I think at the very least, digital pricing needs to be lower than the actual retail release.
Yeah, I agree with that.
You checked their clearance bin, right?
I did, and there was
good. Do never pass up their clearance bin, because every once in a while they'll put games that have been sitting there for a while that they haven't been able to sold, or ones that have been in the back of the warehouse. I'll put them out, and they'll be like $5.
Yeah, you know what? The Targets around here used to do that, but they don't do that anymore. It's weird. Like, they have a clearance thing, but they're like $20. I'm like, I'll just go on. I picked up on the digital shop, the PlayStation Store. I picked up Shadow of Mordor for $10.
Another thing, like with physical, you can sell a game if you don't want it.
Yeah, but it's beneficial to people in that regard. But I like to keep my shit. Like, I hate.
Yeah, that's kind of one of why I want physical copies of the Mega Man games.
Yeah,
I went out and got a physical copy of the second disc, because I didn't have a physical copy of 9 and 10.
Yeah.
In the Legacy Collection until then.
Yeah.
Even though I'm not really playing that, I'd rather play it.
Yeah, like, that's something the Switch got screwed on. It's like, nope, we're not even gonna do a physical release for the second game.
Yeah. Well,
they didn't even do that in Japan. It's like, yeah, it's still digital only.
Yeah,
that's weird.
I really don't.
In Japan, it would have been.
Frank,
quit trying to talk. The adults.
I know. I know.
I might get a PS4 disc just to have that.
Like, if I see a sale, like I went to Best Buy a couple months ago, and I saw Yakuza Kiwami for $10 Steelbook Edition. Fuck yeah, I'll get it. But. Thinking about space, like, I don't have a lot of space now, whereas before
me neither, but like certain things I want physical.
I agree, but like, I'm becoming more and more of a digital person, I'm thinking. But all right, next story I'll do comes to us from RPG site. Pre-order bonuses for Persona 3 Dancing in Moonlight and Persona 5 Dancing in Starlight revealed. So you're gonna get day one of Persona 3. You're going to get Gruff Seas member with a heart of gold, Shinjiro Aragaki. Shinjiro comes with the final boss theme of Persona 3, Battle Hymn of the Soul. So there's not a ton there, but it's cool that they are bringing back Persona 3. That's a great game. And then Persona 5 Dancing in Starlight will have, both Shinjiro and Akechi. So there you go. Some extra characters, stuff like that, pre-order bonuses. So there you go. They'll be bundles are priced at $6.99 for the Vita and $99 for the PS4.
Vita's digital only, by the way.
Right. December 4th, 2018, Persona 3. And Persona 5 will be available standalone for $39.99 and $59.99 each on the PS4. And that's about it. So there you go. Eric, why don't you do the last story?
But don't forget, there's going to be a PS4 release of Persona 4 Dancing All Night.
Yes, so there'll be all the dancing you can handle with Persona. So there you go. Last story, Eric.
The last article is from RPG site once again. But this is about new Gundam Breaker for PC. It's got a date for September 25th. From what I heard, this game isn't that good, though.
Wow. Yeah. Well,
what a shock, a Gundam game that isn't good.
Yeah, there are some, but not very many.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, that is the end of the news.
I hear that the other Gundam Breakers are much better. And this one in particular is just awful.
Yeah, yeah. Well, gentlemen, it's time for our next segment. Homie, don't play that. Homie discount. Sorry. That's right.
I'm just saying Gundam Versus in particular is also just a much better game.
I mentioned Shadow of Mordor Game of the Year Edition, $10 on the PlayStation Store. God, there were some other ones that I wanted to. I think it was either Kiwami or something was on sale. Tacoma was $9. I picked up Tacoma. Let me go to the PlayStation Store and see what else we got. There were a couple of titles, major titles. Oh, shit. Hang on a second, guys. I'll pull up. I usually have this pulled up, but quite a few. There's a flash sale going on now, but let's see. Why can I not? I wish PlayStation would do a better job online of, here we go. Discounted games. Nier was the one. It's $30. Great game. What else? There was something else.
Dark Souls Remastered is basically cut by 10 or 12 bucks.
Yeah, that's $27.99 now. There's a game called Virginia for $2. I heard good things about that. Abzu is $11.99, so you're saving 40% on that. Hollow Knight is $11.99, so you're saving 20% on that. If you're a PS Plus member...
Far Cry Primal is just under 17.
Yeah, that's a pretty good deal in its own right. There was another major game too that I saw. Hold on a second. Let's see if I can find it. I can't seem to find it. It was on that. Payday, all the Paydays are on sale if you enjoy crime type games. But there's a flash sale on there, too, with some others. I'll have to look it up. Do you guys have any other discounts?
Yakuza 6 is on there, but I don't know for how much.
Oh, yeah. Yakuza 6 is on that list. So there's quite a bit. Let's move on. Breakman, this is especially for you, even though you probably won't have anything. But here we go.
Twitter comment.
Twitter comments, questions, anything on that front?
Yeah, that's it.
That's it? Okay, great. So then we'll move on to this.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Inquiring minds want to know what you've been playing, Breakman. So what have you been playing?
Nothing new. Mostly Halo and the South Park game.
Yeah.
Pretty much that's really been it.
I thought you, finished... the South Park phone game, the whole
thing. Finished it. No, I've been trying to get the legendary status without spending a dollar. They offer sales sometimes, and you can tell when there have been people that just really spent. Sometimes you can tell somebody's just spent money to get there. They're not any good.
Yeah.
They don't have any strategy or anything like that. But
yeah, that's what you get.
There's a legendary goal. I think it's level 51. It's when you're a part of the good players. I want to be there. I don't want to be special.
Eventually, you'll get there. Keep aspiring, Breakman. Keep aspiring.
Yeah, so I just keep playing it without spending any money.
Yeah.
After I get there, I'll probably spend a little money on a game.
There you go. That's a good way of looking at it, Breakman. All right, Eric, what have you been playing, Inquiring minds want to know.
Largely Dragon Quest XI. Otherwise, more Broken Sword 5.
Okay, all right.
And that's pretty much it.
Wow, I think I take the cake this week. I played a total of 5 games. MPQ, of course, Diablo 3.
I really need to get to some of the other stuff I have to do.
Yeah. Diablo 3, I played... you know, I remember beating Diablo 3, so this is kind of my second run-through, but I'm playing as the Necromancer. The Necromancer seems kind of overpowered to me. I don't know. I'm having way too easy of a time with it. Gravity Rush 2, I picked that up. That's also on sale, I believe, for $10, I believe. Soma was also another sale. I don't know if it's this sale or the one previous, but that it's a pretty good game. It's a horror, first-person perspective horror game, much in the vein of, like, Amnesia. As a matter of fact, the same people that did Amnesia. That's another game, by the way, that's on sale, the Amnesia collection. And you guys will be surprised to hear this, but I played the Mega Man 11 demo on the Switch. And
after 2 minutes, you threw your controller.
That's exactly right. After 2 minutes, I put the game down because if I played any longer, I probably would break my Switch.
Were you playing on the super easy mode, though?
I don't know what I was playing it on, but it was the demo.
Yeah, like, you need to play that on the... There's,
although, I don't think that will help you with the fact that Blockman's stages... or Brickman's stages just designed poorly because... No, it was Brickman. It's Blockman now.
It's Blockman. Yeah, it's Blockman.
But like, it was way too long, and they should have had an extra checkpoint.
Yeah,
I enjoy it. Like, it feels like old school Mega Man to me. Like, you try and you fail. You know.
Yeah.
Like, rinse, repeat. And you start getting used to the enemies that you see in the environment.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind so much if the demo would let you just pick up from the game over, but no, it just dumps you back to the title screen.
Yeah.
Well, that's if you're playing like on normal. I've never tried playing it on the easier levels, but I've heard like if you play it on the easiest, it is not a hard game.
Yeah, I probably did play it on normal and didn't realize that there was an easy mode, but the whole point of those games is not to make it easy. So, you know,
It's not that. They want you to get better. That's why they put easier modes in those games.
Yeah.
In Mega Man in particular, they put an easy mode in because they want you to be able to see the endings and stuff like that. But they also want you...
But apparently that wasn't good enough. I mean, Bobby Blackwolf played on that mode and he still didn't like the idea of Mega Man.
Yeah. I like it. I'll play more of it. I'm in the camp of I don't want to play it on easy mode. I want to, like you said, break, just learn, and it's going to take a while.
And that's what the point, and Dungeon Buster in chat says I can confirm the easiest mode makes it really easy. I only played it on normal, but I'm not opposed to playing it on easier mode. My problem with it was that I talked about when we did that Mega Man podcast is that after you beat Blockman, you get his ability, and they let you test it out.
Yeah.
But then you have to start all over again because it's just a demo and you don't get to keep his ability. And I was just like,
let's play Blockman's level with Blockman's power and fight Blockman with Blockman's power.
Yeah, like I wanted to do stuff like that. Like I wanted to play with his ability, but once they took it out, I'm like, you know, I'm just waiting until the game comes out.
Yeah.
Demo.
Yeah, Dungeon says easy mode is, quote, I want to come home and enjoy this mode. Yeah, exactly. That's which is fine. That's good. Freak 5 says Frank always takes a cake because he has the munchies. You know what's weird? I never really do get the munchies when I smoke weed, but someone else, I won't mention any names, definitely has that problem. So, if you want to hear more about Mega Man and stuff like that, RP Grinders has been. These guys, Eric and Break, have been doing a really good job with breaking down the Mega Man series on the feed. So you can pick up those episodes along with all of our archives. So make sure
there's a couple things I wanted to talk about with Zero that we kind of didn't get the time to talk about because we started a little later.
Yeah.
Well, I'll address those next week.
There you go. So there'll be more to come. Yeah.
Next week, if you didn't hear, we're going to do that as the last one until We're gonna wait a while until we do the 11th episode because we want to play Mega Man 11. You know, we want to really feel, experience it.
And well, technically, sure we're only on episode 8, so yeah. Like next week's 9, so that the last episode would be 10.
Well, you guys need to do like.
Well, Capcom's been saying this is the 30th anniversary of Mega Man, and that was last year. This is the 31st, so.
So who cares if we're wrong?
Yeah, we can get away with it too.
Yeah. Is her name Twinsy? Yes, Glitty in chat. That person is also known as Twinsy. So there you go. So more on Mega Man with those guys. Just check out those podcasts. They're fantastic. Let's see. Let's move on to
RP Grinders reviews.
Yep.
Before you do reviews, Dungeon Master asks in chat, are your episodes on Wednesday at 8? Well, this week we were on Wednesday at about 8, quarter after 8 o'clock.
And next week it's going to also probably be Wednesday because Tuesday is the only day I can go to see the My Hero Academia film.
Ah, there you go.
Okay, well then let's just say it'll be Wednesday at 8-ish.
Yeah, Wednesday 8-ish, exactly.
I mean, I should be there by 8, so yeah. It shouldn't be 8-ish. It should be about 8 o'clock Wednesday.
Yeah.
And so we've been doing it on Tuesdays mostly, unless we're not able to do it on Wednesdays. But we're just going to do this one, last one on Wednesday, and then the next one we're going to do. We'll figure out when we're going to do it, and we'll let you know first.
Yeah, exactly. We're moving on to reviews. I don't see you guys have any reviews. I'm going to do a quick review. I got a chance to watch one of the greatest horror movies of all time again. I've seen this movie probably, no lie, 15 times or more in my lifetime, but Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I've never reviewed this movie, and long story short, Texas Chainsaw Massacre is a masterclass in horror filmmaking. It got a bad rap at the time. It was banned in a lot of countries for excessive gore for whatever reason, but if you really look at that movie with an objective eye, there's very little gore in Texas Chainsaw Massacre. There's horrific things that happen to people, but there's really not a lot of blood. Matter of fact, I can only think of maybe one or two scenes with blood, but basically follows a bunch of shitty teenagers that are going cross country for you know, to go visit these two teenagers' grandfather's farm, I guess. Everybody knows the story of Texas Chainsaw Massacre, but I got a chance to see it in high definition, and it's a great transfer. The movie transfers great into high definition. You see things that you never saw before. In earlier, grainier versions of Texas Chainsaw Massacre. It's a 35-year-old movie, 35-year-old movie, and it's just a great horror movie. I'm excited to get into October because that's one of my favorite months of all time. Like, I love Halloween, and I thought we'd kind of get primed for next month with me reviewing Texas Chainsaw Massacre. The pacing in the movie is awesome. The tension, the horror. I can't say enough about this movie. I think it's obviously one of the greatest horror movies of all time. And it's, in my opinion, one of the greatest small budget movies of all time. I would give Texas Chainsaw Massacre a 10 chainsaw out of 10. So, if you haven't seen Texas Chainsaw, check it out. It's good stuff. Let's see. What else we... Oh, here we go, guys. Yeah, I'm getting used to this soundboard. I'm going to have to get a different soundboard. It's kind of hard to navigate, but let's move on to our next segment.
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet! Sweet of the week!
All right, so Sweetos of the Week, guys. Let's start with you, Breakman.
Wait, What happened to Stinkos?
Oh, we'll get to it. I switched it up because we're doing a new segment that kind of like sandwiches the Stinkos. So
I know, but like it was always like, let's celebrate after the shit that we have to talk about. Okay, yeah, if you want to do Sweetos first, I was gonna say
we're gonna do uppers and then downers.
We're gonna do
we're gonna be
check
bummed
this out.
Out
no, 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 no. We're gonna be doing no, no. Listen, listen, guys.
When they leave the dust.
We're gonna do
shut
uppers.
Up, Frank.
We're gonna do uppers, then we're gonna do downers, and then we're gonna do uppers again. Trust me. So, let's move on to your Sweeto break, man.
All right, my Sweeto is to I went to this. I forgot actually to mention. I went a couple weeks ago. There was a Star Wars concert downtown, which was basically a live show. Or I shouldn't say live showing. It was a showing of the original Star Wars, while a live symphony orchestra performed the music.
Yeah.
We got to watch a show on a big screen while the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra performed the entire soundtrack to the original Star Wars movie.
Now, since this was a concert, was there any weed in the air?
This was a concert at Movie Hall downtown for the Symphony Orchestra.
Oh, darn it. Shit. Okay, my bad. Hey, you can still smoke weed.
There wasn't weed in the air, and I made the mistake of going down there in shorts, and I was a bit underdressed because most everybody there was wearing suits.
Why would you wear suits, a suit to him? I guess the
because it was at Music Hall, and apparently it was really upscale and stuff like that.
How was it, man?
I've only been there once before, and it was for an upscale event. But I figured for this, it would be okay to wear whatever, you know. It's summertime, shorts and t-shirt, and
Well, yeah, you're representing RP Grinders, man. I mean, that's, you know, I mean,
should wear an RP Grinders shirt is what you're saying.
You should have. That would have been even better.
Anyway, it was freaking awesome. Like, it's the symphony orchestra performing John Williams music.
Yeah,
live. Like that, they weren't overshadowing the movie at all. Like, there are times I'm watching the movie, I completely forgot that the orchestra was right there performing it.
Yeah.
I was getting so into the movie, and they were so on point with the music.
Wow, that's really cool, man. How much did that really set you back? Was it expensive?
Dan DB's. It was a birthday present. Since Breakman turned 40 this year, you know, it was a special present. DB says, "Look at the guy in the shorts. Snooty mode activated." Yeah.
look at that asshole in the shorts. Oh man, that's funny.
Frank says RV Grinder shirt. Break has to carry a sign. Says, "Don't punch me. I'm not Frank."
How dare you? You're exiled, you son of a bitch.
Did we get rid of lulz? Because I don't see it here.
No, I think that was enough lulz.
Yeah, we're doing.
Wait, we rebranded it as High
yep.
Speed. That's
yep,
right.
Yep, yep, yep. Yep. All right, so.
Yeah, but it was great. It was a symphony fucking orchestra performing the music of John Williams.
Yeah, that's cool.
I want them to do the Empire Strikes Back now. Because Empire Strikes Back has better music than their original.
Yeah, now that would be cool. That would be awesome. So that's awesome, man. Glad you had a good time.
Imperial March, Yoda's music, and the secret best music from John Williams, The Asteroid Field.
Oh, yeah. It's great, great music. Imperial
secret.
March. Yeah. Eric, did you have a Sweeto this week? I didn't see one listed.
No.
Okay. My Sweeto goes to Christine Blasey Ford. And if anybody doesn't know who this woman is, I'm sure you will after next week. She is the basically Kavanaugh's accuser. She was allegedly groped by Brett Kavanaugh back in the day. And the reason I'm giving her a Sweeto is because, for one, she's got a lot of fucking courage to come forward. But the second is she's kind of putting the screws to Congress. I don't know if you guys saw this, but they basically demanded that she get in there Monday and, you know, et cetera, because they want to confirm Kavanaugh, which is probably a foregone conclusion. But I like this woman's moxie. All right. She's a professor at the University of, I think it's either it's a university in California. I can't remember. She works for two, but she's basically a professor of clinical psychology, and she's basically putting the screws to Congress and saying, I'll come, you know, and tell my story, but under these conditions. And she listed off a series of conditions. And this is in stark contrast from Congress basically demanding that, you know, she do this and that and the other. And she's basically, you know, kind of holding the cards and saying, you know, I'll do it under my conditions. I'm not going to be bullied by a bunch of old white guys in the Judiciary Committee. So hats off to her for, you know, basically setting the conditions of her appearance next week. And now they wanted her to come in on Monday. I think they pushed that back to Wednesday. I haven't seen the latest, but this lady is very credible. And, you know, I don't believe the Republicans are going to not vote for Kavanaugh, but I'm hoping that they, you know, there's one or two that have a conscience and vote against Kavanaugh. But yeah, it's just me. But all right, let's move on to our...
what is it?
Stinko of the Week.
So let's move on to our stinkos, guys. Breakman, your stinko of the week. Did I lose Breakman?
No, I think
no. I was muted because I was typing in chat and people hear and shit. So my stinko goes to it is actually tomorrow is the end of summer. Tomorrow is the fall solstice.
Yeah.
And we're getting weather coming in from Hurricane Florence now, and that's it. All the warm weather is going to be gone with that storm. And
it's weird because the weather here is
getting ready for fall, and then it'll be winter soon. And
you know what's funny, Breakman, is the weather's been summer-like, and the next week or two, the forecast is summer weather. So, you know, it's just summer never ends here. You know, until we get some snow. And that won't happen, hopefully, until the end of October. So we're hanging on to summer longer than you guys are hanging on to summer, Breakman. So,
yeah.
Eric, did you have a stinko this week?
No. I do have something for the next topic, though.
Okay, cool. We'll get to it. Hang on. My stinko is the same thing. The Supreme Court hearing... this reeks of the past, and what I mean by that, does anybody remember how Anita Hill was treated when Clarence Thomas was...
I was really young when that happened.
Yeah, I remember it, and the Republicans treated Anita Hill like shit, and they're trying the same tactics. They didn't learn their lesson last time. They looked terrible, even though they got... Justice Thomas confirmed. They looked really bad, and a lot of those Republicans, you know, lost their seat because of it. They didn't learn their lesson, and the same. I have a feeling the same thing is going to happen. They're going to look like fools questioning this woman about something that happened to her, and they're going to get voted out of office. Now, the end result is they're going to have another conservative judge in the Supreme Court. But this might be a good thing in the long run, I hope. But I don't know. It reeks of you know, what happened to Anita Hill. Luckily, like I outlined earlier, Ms. Ford is not one to be trifled with, I don't think. And she's setting the terms instead of the other way around. So, you know, the whole thing is a kangaroo court, in my opinion. But... so that's my stinko. Now, we have a new segment, which is why we changed the format a little bit this week. We usually do stinkos before sweetos. But we have a new segment called Heiscapades. And what better way to do it than have new sound bites and new introductions. So here we go. All right, this is called Highscapades, and usually we reserve this for lulls and stuff like that, but anything funny that happened, maybe we saw a video, maybe you saw something that tickled your fancy, a joke that you heard, something. So, Eric, why don't we start with you?
I found an article on Polygon only just moments ago.
Yeah.
Which is about the ending of the Spectre of Final Fantasy 13, ending 13 years since its announcement with the release of Final Fantasy 15's final DLC.
Wow.
And the DLC in question is apparently a LARP pack.
A LARP pack. That's going to be the final DLC for 15. That's insane. Okay. What's any details?
There's a whole thing here, and I'd have to actually read the whole thing, but I saw the headline and I just had to share.
A LARP pack. I love that, man. That's funny as fuck. All right. Breakman, do you have any Highscapades this week?
I have a link here so people can look at it.
All right. Put it in the chat.
I already posted, though.
Ah, there you go. Do you have any Highscapades this week, Breakman, that you can think of? Something funny? A lulz? Anything? Okay. Nothing. Nothing.
All the funny thing I wanted to mention was, is the end of the Spectre of 13, because it'll be exactly 13 years once they release the final DLC.
How weird.
And the series, the game did originally start off as a side game of 13.
Wow.
So it's like, what? You motherfuckers at Square, you did this on purpose.
Of course they did. All right. I have a Highscapade this week, and my Highscapade I'm going to title Jazz Hands Jr. All right. So you guys remember a few weeks back I talked about
Wait a minute. It's not DLC for Final Fantasy 15 LARPing. It's something that they're going to do with Final Fantasy.
Okay. Anything else, Eric, before I get into my Highscapade?
But still, that's hilarious.
Yeah. All right. Jazz Hands Jr., guys. So I think it was like 2-3 weeks ago I explained how I scared the shit out of Bridget like 15 times in a row, just literally like scared the shit out of her every single time. And I don't know if I mentioned on the show, I'd have to listen back to see if I said this, but I remember telling her at the time that she had jazz hands, right? Meaning when I scared her, her hands went up in the air and kind of did like a wave, you know, like a 20s jazz hands dance wave thing. So karma's a bitch, guys. And Bridget decided to get me back. And boy, did she ever, right? We were at a gas station and I was pumping gas and I wasn't paying attention. And my back was turned to where she was. Well, at the same time that a car alarm went off, I turned at that moment, and Bridget, like, scared the living shit out of me to where I didn't even scream. I just did the jazz hands, right? Like, hands in the air, like scared shitless, right? She's laughing right now. But she had the audacity to call me Jazz Hands Jr. So how dare you? How dare you? You're getting an exile for that, by the way. I've been waiting to exile you on this. So,
hey, where's the Highscapades in this?
That's the Highscapades.
Sounds more like a stinko.
Oh, no, it definitely wasn't a stinko, man. I laughed afterwards, but fuck, man.
You cleaned up shit in your underwear.
Exactly, Breakman. Exactly. But I tell you what, karma is a bitch.
Ah, fuck it, I'm just throwing these out.
Yeah, karma, yeah, I'd thrown them out too, man. I would if I was you, Breakman. So yeah, karma's a bitch, and I'm going to get her back, and I'll probably have another Highscapade story to tell you guys next week. So, Yeah, that's right, Freak Five. I'm not junior to anyone. If I'm Jazz Hands, I'm Jazz Hands Senior. Son of a bitch. All right, free for all this week, guys.
Dungeon Buster says, Class Alchemist, key ability, grown weed, name, Jazz Hands Junior.
How dare you, Dungeon, son of a bitch. Oh, Bridget, get out of here. You get out of here, too, you son of a bitch. All right, let's move on to... It's a free-for-all. I love that sound bite because at the end it says, suck it. Our free-for-all this week, I mentioned it earlier, and we'll tie this in with the new PlayStation Mini coming out. Underrated RPGs and maybe like games you would like to see on the PlayStation Mini.
Why are you calling it the PlayStation Mini? It's the PlayStation Classic.
Whatever, you know what I'm talking about, Eric. PlayStation Classic. What RPGs are underrated in your mind that you've played, especially on that system? And what would you like to see on the new PlayStation Classic? That's an oxymoron. But Breakman, we'll start with you, man. What would you like to see?
How's it an oxymoron? It's old at this point. So yeah,
I said new and old. That's why it's an oxymoron. But anyways, Break, what would you like to see? Maybe it doesn't have to be an RPG, but you know, something that you'd like to see on the PlayStation.
The PlayStation Classic is what they're calling it, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, they actually, I was going to say Jumping Flash, but that's on there. Yep. I was surprised to see that.
Yeah.
Jumping Flash 2.
Yeah, I would like the original Resident Evil.
Yep, yep.
What I'd really like to see from them is a lower price point and less and a lot shorter load times. They don't have to do really any.
I'm pretty sure they
games.
Won't hate those.
Yeah.
So that's my problem. If it's gonna have the same load times as the original PlayStation, then I'm out.
Yeah.
Wait, who said it was going to?
No, he's saying if it does, if it
I don't
does.
Think it will.
Well, how do you know?
Sure, I'm hoping it isn't. I mean, it would make sense that it doesn't. I'm just saying if it does.
Does it have?
The architecture isn't going for a 1-to-1.
Oh, Dungeon Buster says I hope it has Final Fantasy Tactics. Oh my God, are you trying to end my life, man? is that what you want to do?
Yeah.
Who wants the janky ass localization of that game though? Not me.
I want.
Fuck
no-
you! I'm sorry.
Okay. I have not seen.
Reacted to insults to Final Fantasy Tactics.
I have not seen the list. I saw the. I did see that Wild Arms was on there. That was actually surprising, and that's good. But it's not a system seller for me.
What was it? Tales of Destiny? Was that the first PlayStation Tales game?
Yes. Ooh, yeah, it was.
Tales of Destiny. I'd like to see that on there.
Freak 5 says...
It is not aged as well as the PS2 remake that we never got.
Yeah. Freak 5 says Azure Dreams. I doubt that's going to be on there, but that would be a great addition. Resident Evil 2, I doubt it's going to be on there. We might see the original.
How about terrible, over-the-top, bad Battle Arena to show?
Well, there's only going to be 20 games on that thing,
yeah.
So I'm pretty sure that's not on there.
The one game that I want...
I'd like to see the game that the Square has, for whatever reason, decided never to put on the PSN store, is Brave Fencing Musashi.
Yeah. Freak 5 says it needs to come with an AC adapter. That's exactly.
And it needs analog support. Fuck not having it.
I would like to see like a wireless controller, but that's not happening, and that sucks because which system did I see was going to have a
The PS Mini does not have an AC adapter because it doesn't need an AC adapter. It's using HDMI.
Is Toomba on it?
What?
Toomba. I'd like to see Toomba. Tomba. Whatever.
Tomba.
It's there's
Spyro will not be on it. It's getting a remaster. Why would they bother?
Yeah, Spyro's not going to be on it.
Crash is not going to be on it either for the same reason.
I would. You know what? It wouldn't be in thinking about it. Resident Evil 2 would probably be a great game to add on there. I don't like the price point of $99.
Yeah, like, and I said the original Resident Evil, but I don't. You know what? I don't think those games age well because of the tank controls.
Yeah, they.
They're probably going to have Tekken. That one first person shooter game with the helicopter.
Warhawk?
Yeah, Warhawk.
Oh, God, yes. I want to see Warhawk. I like Warhawk.
Twisted Metal, Jet Moto.
Oh, yes.
Fuck, I love Twisted Metal. Twisted Metal is a great game. Twisted Metal.
Jet Moto, that stupid Summer Extreme games.
How about Chrono Cross? Can we get Chrono Cross on it?
It's already on it. They already confirmed that title.
Oh, nice! Woohoo! See, I did not know.
Let me look at the title save.
They're probably not going to have Symphony of the Night because, well, that listing kind of negates the point of that.
Yeah. I would like to see... How about Legacy of Kain? Would you guys like to see that on there? Legacy of Kain?
How about Legend of Legaia? I'm sure they're going to throw Legend of the Dragoon on there as well.
Oh, my God. Please don't do that. Please don't do that. Silent Hill would be a good one. What about the number one game that I would like to see on that system is Final Fantasy IX. That would be a system seller for me. If they got 9 on there, I would probably buy it at that price point. If not, I'm not buying it at that price point. But
any Soul Reaver, if it's going to have Legacy of Kain.
That's what I said, Soul Reaver. Did I not say that?
Well, I think you might have mentioned Blood Omen.
No, I think I said Soul Reaver.
They're probably going to have both Blood Omen and Soul Reaver because like they're two different games series.
Yeah. That, Final Fantasy VII will be on it. So probably not
the one that you can't use cheats on. So,
okay, I swore I saw a list that had Chrono Cross on it, but I'm not finding it.
Yeah,
how about Parappa the Rapper that actually works right?
maybe I saw some
because the version that you can get on PSN is based on the PSP version, which had issues.
Yeah. I loved Parappa the Rapper when it came out. That was a fun ass fucking game, man. That's a good suggestion, Dungeon, for sure.
Unzamer Lammy.
Yeah, Dungeon says MXT would get one if it had Legend of Dragoon. he would like probably purchase two of those suckers just to be sure, man. Yeah, if they had 9 on there, that would.
I'm not really interested at all because $100, fuck off.
Yeah, that's a high price point, but
for 20 games. It's like you're doing what the NES Classic does, but it's only 20 games. It probably can hold more than what you've put on it.
Well,
you could probably mod the shit out of it.
But think about
it's
it.
Still not worth
it. It's Sony. Like you said, they're arrogant. They expect more. Like they never sell anything at a cost. They sell everything at profit. You know.
Yeah.
They're never trying to lose any money on anything.
Right. And sometimes, a lot of times, that backfires for them. Seriously. But why didn't they come out with the?
I might as well just buy an NES Classic, rip all the games out of it, and put PlayStation ones on instead.
Yeah, that's true. You could do that.
Speaking of that, did you hear that they already hacked the Nintendo Online?
Yep. I saw
all those games. Every Nintendo game already playable because Nintendo still can't figure out the online.
Yep, that's exactly right. And it's a shame. That's the one thing about Nintendo. You can always count them on screwing people over online. But, you know, whatever. Freak 5 makes a good point, though. $5 a game's not bad. Although, it kind of is, Freak 5, because $5 for a PlayStation 1 game? I think at this point, a buck or two.
Those are dollar games. Or yeah. If they thought about it, they should have done like the Nintendo route where they're selling their consoles for $60 and $70, you know?
I mean, honestly, like I...
Because it was like, what, 30 games for $70 for the yeah. Super Nintendo? Super yep. NES?
Right? I can yep. understand if it's like a buck a game and like a buck a disc for a game that has multiple discs.
But... Yeah, I would pay... Like, the only game that I would pay, like, $5 or maybe even a little bit more would be something like Final Fantasy IX. I wouldn't do it for $7.
He said it depends on the games. Like, I get what you're saying, but it's just, I still think $100 is a steep price.
I agree. I think it should have been, like, $69. Like, $70 bucks would have been a really good price point, I think. But depending on the games, but... what about Silent Hill? That would be a good
game. It also would have made it more competitive with the SNES Classic, which is $80.
Yeah, exactly. If I have a choice between buying the PlayStation Classic or the Super Nintendo, I'd buy the Super Nintendo in a heartbeat. It's got good games on there.
I gotta mod the shit out of that at some point.
Yeah, you can mod the shit out of it and, you know, play a bunch
of games. We've all been wrong, all three of us, and I'm sorry. Dungeon Buster corrects us. All it needs is the greatest fighting game ever to sell it. Star Wars Masters of the Taras Kassassin.
Speaking of fighting games, they're probably going to put Battle Arena Toshinden on it, because why the hell not?
Yeah, why?
I already said that, and you guys...
Battle Arena Toshinden 2.
What about...
and the third one. Like, those games were so terrible and over the top
here's a game that it needs, a fighting game that it needs, Bloody Roar.
Yeah. Oh, Bloody Roar. Okay, I can see that. What about Bushido Blade? I'm looking at this IGN article here. Bushido Blade? Anybody in for Bushido Blade? I would be.
I want the original Way of the Warrior.
Oh, Way of the Warrior. That'd be a good one, man. Yeah. I can't
remember. Isn't that what the series was called before they renamed it Way of the Samurai? Once it
I was going to say, is it Way of the Samurai in America? Yeah, Way of the Samurai.
Freak 5 says, I can't remember. Was BMX Triple X on the PS1? No, it was not. It was on the PS2 and the GameCube, I believe. Dungeon says, on a more serious note, Rival Schools would be cool too. Yeah, why not?
I'd rather see Capcom re-release that or remake it or something.
Yeah. They say Final Fantasy VIII. I'd say go fuck yourself and go with 9, but whatever. 8 is better than 7, I think. I know that's kind of, controversial. What about Klonoa? Klonoa would be a good one.
Oh, well, yeah, how about controversial? Saying 8's better than 7 is like comparing dog shit to vomit.
How dare you?
Eight looks better, at least.
Eight looks better, plays a little bit better. It's got an underrated junction system. The
story is complete garbage, though.
Yeah, the story sucks. So is Sevens. I mean, does anybody think Sevens
is awesome? Yeah, but Sevens is at least a little bit more coherent than Eights.
I guess.
Eight, I've heard it has a fighting system that you can totally exploit.
Yeah.
Most of Sevens' story problems... have more to do with its localization being janky.
Oh, here's a good one. How about Suikoden 2? How about that?
Yes, please.
Yeah, that'd be a good one to put on there. Those games are fucking expensive now. I think...
Not so much on PSN. You can get it on PSN.
Vagrant Stories? What about that?
No. That Vagrant Story is also on PSN.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. But whatever. Yes, then 2 is so good. Dungeon
but it's not. It's not like you can play them on the PS4 because Sony never fucking did that.
I know. God now damn it! They're
never going to do that because they've got this shit.
You want
to
talk about an underrated fucking RPG? I mean, Suikoden 1, 2, 3, 4. I mean, those are great fucking games.
One
man.
Didn't age as well as 2 did.
let's see. Let it go. 2 online.
Didn't age as well as 3 did.
Freak Fight says like, What are your thoughts on my idea? His idea, he said it earlier. I forgot to mention it.
All right, he said a $5 game is an abrupt price point. Depends on the game, speaking about the PlayStation. But I said earlier, and apparently we missed it again, so that's why he's pointing it out. They should let it go online and give a game every month to PS Plus members.
Why not? Why not? Or
if they made it online and they updated it with new games, because I'm sure there's plenty of room on it for them to add more games.
Come on,
you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Those original PlayStation games, I'm sure they can compress them into the size of, you know, well, whatever.
Yeah. No, I agree. I totally agree. I think that's a great idea, Freak. But what about, like you buy this classic system for $100. If you want to justify the $100 price, why not do that? Say, we're going to give you, if you're a PS Plus member, we're going to give you one game a month. Plus, you'll be able to buy additional games for $5 a piece. I mean, you know, PS1 games. Wouldn't that be, like, kind of cool? Like, I could see myself maybe doing that. But, man, $100 and you're only getting 20
games.
Yeah,
maybe, like they could, like, alter the – maybe make a little SD card slot where the memory cards should go.
Yeah, why not? I mean, that'd be cool. I think that'd be an excellent idea, but whatever. I like the idea of Freak 5, maybe with some tweaks, but it's actually a really solid thought.
It just feels like they basically saw what Nintendo did and copied it. They didn't put much thought into it.
Well, that's Sony. That's what they've done.
Oh, yeah.
If they put more thought into it, your idea, like, a Freak's idea would be great, you know?
Yeah, Sony. Sony's always one step behind Nintendo when it comes to shit like that. But they're definitely followers. They're not leaders when it comes to shit like that. But anyways, I think that's all we have time for, unless you guys have anything else you want to talk about. Breakman, anything else you want to talk about? Nothing. Eric, do you have anything else?
Not really.
All right. Plugs. Breakman, go.
Plugs.
No plugs. Are you undecided, man? Right now, is that
what follow me at rfgranders on Twitter and at break_man, and please send me some like questions or disturbing things or and just send me anything on Twitter.
Yeah,
just so I have something to do.
I know, and I even did a special like little bumper for your segment, Breakman, and no takers this week. So maybe next week we'll get Twitter questions, comments.
Yeah, I had that problem too. KS Freak says fucking a politician left a flyer on my mailbox. Yeah, I had that problem too.
Yeah,
but I've already decided. Like, nobody has ever motivated me more than Donald Trump to vote.
Oh, good. Good for you.
He really has motivated me. I want to go out there and vote.
Yeah. Good for you, man. Good for you.
Wait, well, how do you know who I'm voting for? Like, I'm voting for everybody who supports Donald Trump.
I'm saying it's good that you're getting out there to vote. And, you know,
really?
It's kind of implied. Like, when you said Donald Trump, I know which way you're going to go.
Okay, so you ignore it. Damn, okay, yeah. Basically, I'm voting. I can't even say any. Like, you're just like, no, I know you're not. Yeah, you're right. There's no way. Like,
yeah.
He's such a fucking moron.
Let's talk. You know what? Let's have a free for all. Not next week, because we're going to be off next week. Just for people out there.
Oh, I forgot we're on vacation next week.
We're going to take a hiatus next week. We'll be back the following week. But Eric, your plugs.
You can find reviews I write on sites like BostonBashBrigade.com, TotallyGN.com. I've been so preoccupied with Dragon Quest, I haven't got around to actually writing anything, but that will change tomorrow. Otherwise, there's also VogNetwork.com and AusGamers.com, and then there's my YouTube channel, Funny T-Man. And then you can find me on Twitter at EricRBG, and if you read the other reviews I've done and like what you've read, but want to support me with even as much as little as a dollar on my Patreon, you can go do that. Eric Kelly is writing reviews and making videos.
Yeah. Anything else, Eric?
Have a good weekend.
All right. Thanks to everybody in chat. Apricot Droop Fruit. Freak 5, of course, good friend Freak 5, Commander Root, Electrical Longboard, I don't know why I want to say something else there.
Sorry, but my mind's actually kind of preoccupied because my sister's apparently due for childbirth.
Wow, that's
tomorrow, and like the baby, or actually it was today, and the baby is still not coming out. Wow, so it's like. He might need to get induced.
Yeah, well, congratulations to you for being an uncle for the second time, I believe.
Well, my other sister already had two kids.
Oh, okay.
So.
I'm sorry. For the third time? There you go.
Third time.
Land Fusion was in chat. Skinny Seahorse was in chat. Slow Cool. Good friend Dungeon Buster was in chat. And Zanikyber, I think that's how you pronounce it. Bridget was in chat, and Glitterina was in chat as well. So thank you, everybody, for joining us in chat. If you want to follow me on Twitter, it's at Frank Branches. Support the show by subscribing to RP Grinders on YouTube or Twitch and or Twitch or both. That would be very helpful. Soon I'll have a bunch of videos on there. So, you know, just a bunch of cool stuff coming on the RP channel.
Me and Break with our Mega Man retrospective episode 9.
Yep, make sure you tune in.
Where we talk about 9 and 10 and anything else in between.
Yep. Let's see. Dungeon says he's voting for the Luminary in Dragon Quest 11. There you go. All right. Thank you, guys.
Like, if you want to stay out, I get it. But I'm not voting for... My basic principle is that if you are not going to stand up to that giant jackass...
Yeah, yeah. No,
I only call him giant because of his rotundness.
Well,
besides... If you're not going to stand up to that fucking moron,
yeah,
you're just going to kowtow to him, there's no way I'm going to vote for you. Yeah. Like, somebody needs to stop this moron before he pisses off the wrong country. You know, like... He's already done what he can to piss off our friends.
Yeah, yeah.
Not just get rid of people like him, but people that, you know, abet his behavior and don't punish him for it.
Absolutely.
Which is exactly what I said.
Yeah. The midterms are important. Get out and vote. That's all I can say. You know, if you don't like what's going on, get out and vote.
I thought you were talking about people in general, though. Sorry.
Well, yeah. All right, that's all we got this week. Like I said, if you want to follow me on any of the game systems, RP Grinders on PlayStation Network.
And then Freak ruins everything by bringing up that.
Follow us, or you can catch me on any of the systems, PlayStation, Xbox, or Nintendo. RP Grinders is my handle there, so make sure to add me as your friend. I've got very few. I think I got like four.
I refuse to disgrace the good name of Toad by bringing that up.
He's talking about penises again in chat. Freak Five is.
Maybe next week's free for all could be about the Nintendo Direct we kind of like glossed over last week.
Toad is a victim in this.
Total victim,
and I won't stand for it.
Take care this weekend, everybody. We want to see you here back. Not next week, but the week after, because we're taking a quick vacation next week. But make sure you join these guys on Wednesday, this coming Wednesday at 8 Eastern, for their take on the upcoming Mega Man game and other Mega Man Mania stuff. So check them out. But until 2 weeks from now, we are out. Stay safe this weekend, everybody. They should call.